Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Bertrand, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven. On Monday, July 6th, at approximately 1:14 p.m., a call came over the Huron County scanner requesting the Owendale Fire Department and Elkton EMS respond to the intersection of Grasmere and Siebeling Roads in Grant Township. Initial reports indicate an SUV rear-ended a manure hauler. Emergency personnel on the scene included Elkton EMS, East Huron EMS, Siebeling EMS, two Owendale Fire Department trucks, and Huron County Sheriff's officers. This is a developing situation, and more information will be provided as it becomes available. And 4th of July was a perfect day for Blue Star Mothers, Thumb Chapter MI-178, to walk in the Freedom Festival Parade in Cass City. There are pictures within this particular article on thumbnet.net, along with the names of those that are pictured in the pictures. An 85-year-old Midland man has died following a collision involving a passenger vehicle and a semi-truck over the holiday weekend. Midland police say the crash occurred around 4 p.m. Saturday at the intersection of East Buttles and State Streets. Firefighters, paramedics, and police responded to the scene where the occupants of the car were transported to the hospital with serious injuries. Investigators say the driver later died from those injuries. An 85-year-old woman who was riding in the vehicle remains hospitalized and is expected to recover. The driver of the semi, a 47-year-old man from Memphis, Tennessee, was not injured. Authorities have not yet determined what led to the collision, and the investigation remains ongoing. When we come back from this Tri-County Equipment sponsor message, we'll continue with our national, international news and our obituaries.
Don't waste your time shopping for ag equipment through online auctions. Head to your nearest Tri-County Equipment location and ask about their wide selection of pre-owned equipment, including pre-owned tractors, implements, sprayers, combines, and more. When you shop locally with Tri-County Equipment, you're not just buying equipment, you're buying with confidence. Tri-County knows the history of the equipment you're purchasing. Why buy online without truly knowing what you're getting?
Plus, you don't have to worry about expensive auction fees when you shop locally with Tri-County Equipment. To check their inventory, visit TriCountyEquipment.com, call your local Tri-County salesperson, or stop into your nearest Tri-County Equipment location.
Don't miss your chance to save big at Tri-County Equipment. Get to your local Tri-County Equipment and lock in your savings before they're gone.
This is Scotty Wadsworth from Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer. With 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Bertrand, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our national news, Port Automation dispute threatens supply chain bottleneck Anchor Audio. Contract negotiations between West Coast port operators and the Maritime Workers Union have stalled over the implementation of automated cargo handling cranes. The union argues that the sudden introduction of AI-driven logistics machinery threatens thousands of skilled jobs and compromises safety protocols on the docks. Conversely, shipping giants claim automation is mandatory if American ports want to remain competitive with hyper-efficient international shipping hubs. Federal mediators have been called into the discussion to prevent a potential slowdown that could cripple domestic retail distribution. Economists warn that even a brief 48-hour work stoppage could disrupt the flow of billions of dollars in goods, creating a backlog that would take weeks to clear. In other national news, agricultural sector warns of looming autumn crop deficit. A severe early summer drought across the Great Plains has agricultural experts sounding the alarm over this year's upcoming corn and wheat yields. Farming cooperatives report the soil moisture levels have dropped to historic lows, causing young crops to wither before reaching maturity. The lack of rainfall is forcing many independent farmers to rely heavily on expensive underground irrigation, driving up operational costs. Market analysts predict the reduced crop output will ripple through the food supply chain, impacting livestock feed prices and eventually grocery store receipts. Agricultural groups are calling on Congress to fast-track emergency crop insurance payouts to help family farms survive the dry spell. And in our international news, Tokyo expresses deep concern over unannounced Chinese missile test. The Japanese government has issued a formal diplomatic protest to Beijing following an unannounced ballistic missile test launch conducted near Japan's territorial waters. Tokyo officials expressed serious concern regarding China's escalating military maneuvers in the region, calling the unannounced launch a direct threat to regional maritime safety and national security. The missile test comes at a time of heightened naval friction across the East China Sea, while Beijing maintains that the exercise was a routine defensive operation that complied fully with international law. Japan is calling on its regional allies to strengthen joint maritime patrols in response. In other international news, Tokyo deploys foreign aid to combat exploding manga piracy. The Japanese government is taking an unusual approach to intellectual property protection, announcing plans to use official foreign development assistance to combat rampant manga and anime piracy across Southeast Asia. The initiative will fund legal training and copyright enforcement programs in 10 developing countries, including Vietnam and Indonesia. Government data estimates the illicit online uploads and counterfeit merchandise cost the Japanese entertainment industry a staggering $64 billion last year alone. Officials hope that strengthening local copyright laws abroad will systematically choke off the distribution networks of pirated goods at their source. We have no obituaries at this time. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.